BBC News. President Obama has warned that the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails must not operate on innuendo. Mr. Obama said he had full confidence in the Democrats' presidential candidate. His comments have been seen as an implicit criticism of the FBI director, James Comey, who announced last week that the organization was reopening the inquiry after receiving fresh emails that might or might not be significant. Kenya says it's withdrawing its troops from the United Nations peacekeeping mission in South Sudan after the Kenyan commander of the force was sacked. A statement from Kenya's foreign ministry said the process of firing General Johnson Mogoa Kemani Ondieki lacked transparency. An investigation into claims that South Africa's President Jacob Zuma had an improper relationship with a wealthy family says it's found possible evidence of corruption at a high level. The report recommends that Mr. Zuma should establish a judicial commission of inquiry within 30 days. Shia militias in Iraq say they're cutting the highway west of the Islamic State-held city of Mosul that leads to the group's main stronghold in Syria, Raqqa. Shia fighters joined the battle in a bid to cut the main supply route for IS. Firefighters in Pakistan have battled for a second day to douse flames still raging on a decommissioned oil tanker after a series of explosions. 17 people are now known to have died. Officials in India say they've made one of the largest drug hauls in the country's history. The street value has been estimated at over $400 million. Traffic police in the Chinese city of Shenzhen are using a creative tactic to stop drivers from flashing their full-beam headlights into oncoming traffic at night. They're forcing offending drivers to sit on a chair on the roadside and stare directly into a car headlight for a minute. BBC News.